Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County Emergency Services assures the public there was no active shooter at Dade Middle School on Wednesday. Officials say radio traffic heard on scanner apps yesterday came from a planned active shooter training exercise involving Dade County 911, emergency management, and EMS, the Sheriff's Office, Trenton Police, local fire departments, and other first responders.
This is training and exercise of your Dade County Emergency Services, Dade County Sheriff's Office, Trenton Police Department, Dade County 911, Emergency Management, and EMS. We are preparing for things that we do every year with these agencies as one to protect our livelihood of our schools and our students, keeping us fluid in communications with radios, command boards, treatment and care if we do have injured. We have been seeing what happens around in our communities and our surrounding areas, and this is just a daily training.
Emergency Management and EMS Director Alex Case speaking to KWIN News. He says the exercise is designed to improve communication, operations, and emergency response so agencies are prepared if a real incident happened. He said because the drill included realistic radio traffic and numerous emergency vehicles, some reports circulating on social media did cause concern. Officials do stress there was no shooting, no active threat, and no danger to students, school staff, or the public. Emergency officials apologize for any confusion. A semi-truck hauling FedEx packages caught fire on I-24 yesterday morning. That prompted a response from multiple emergency agencies and temporarily closed westbound traffic. According to Halletown Fire and Rescue, crews were dispatched about 7 yesterday morning to 24 West after getting reports of the tractor trailer on fire. While responding, two Halletown firefighters witnessed a separate rear-end crash on the eastbound side of the interstate. Firefighters stopped to assist the occupants until emergency medical personnel arrived. Jasper Fire Department responded to help Halletown Fire and Rescue in extinguishing the semi-truck fire. The westbound lanes of I-24 were closed for a while as firefighters battled the blaze and cleared the scene. No information has been released regarding injuries from either incident, and the cause of the truck fire remains under investigation. Residents in part of Rising Fawn should prepare for a temporary interruption in fiber service today. TVN crews are going to be performing scheduled maintenance in the Newsom Gap Road area throughout the day. According to TVN, the maintenance is necessary after wildlife damaged a fiber line in the area. In their announcement, TVN jokingly referenced the cause as a certain unnamed tree dweller, indicating the damage was caused by an animal. Temporary service outages could last through the late afternoon while crews complete the repairs. TVN said the maintenance is necessary to restore and maintain reliable fiber service for customers in the Newsom Gap Road area. Residents are encouraged to plan accordingly if you rely on your internet connection for work, school, or other activities during the period. The company thanks customers for their patience as crews work to complete the repairs and restore service as quickly as possible. And in Walker County, questions are being raised about a proposed technology project in Rossville. Walker County officials say it is not the type of large-scale data center many residents are concerned about. Walker County Chairwoman Angie Teams has announced that properties on Bulldog Drive near Peerless Mill have been sold to Bridge TRK. That's a Chattanooga-based technology and logistics company. But according to the company, the site will be developed as a quantum node facility, providing customers with a connection point to EPB's expanding quantum network. Now, officials say the project will occupy about 4 acres, far smaller than a traditional data center campus. Some residents have questioned whether the facility could strain local utilities. Chairwoman Teams says the project will not require water for its operation and will not impact EPB customers. Bridge TRK also says the facility will operate on standard infrastructure with minimal demand on local resources. That's your KWIN News update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.